Blog Talk Radio.
Weekend of wrestling. Let's see, I went to Blizzard Brawl for what it seems like it could be the last after the loss of Dave Hero has lost to Abyss for over the control of GLCW. So, a little bit about that. I do got a couple of videos of highlights of that match. So, go to my page on Facebook, as you can see the videos on there, and plus I did took a couple some photos from the show this past Saturday, and it was just fun to go to, and just surprising that that kind of happened, but Just give me a second here. I'm just trying to look at something. See, just give me a second here. I know we, it's only like a 15-minute show, so. Like I said, the Smirk List has debuted on YouTube, so you guys see the videos, keep watching it, and should be, like I said, it's interesting, funny, so get the chance to check it out. As for WWE's concerns, so they got their, I wouldn't say it's almost set, but they got their matches set for this Sunday, so they got like 6 matches so far, so one is just kind of strange with, you know, with the ones they, you know, look like they just came out of nowhere, so, you know, now they got the 8-man tag tables match with the Dudleys, Tommy Dreamer, and Rhino versus the Wyatt family. You have Alberto Del Rio versus Jack Swagger. I think it's for the title. I'm not so sure. And I guess now the match with the Divas title is 1-on-1, but then again, this could be some error on their part, whatever, but it's Paige and Charlotte for the title. You know what, I'm not going to read that part, so I'm going to... Look for the car just in case, so... Just give me a second here, but, I guess apparently this month, Lucha Underground will be back on the El Rey Network, so it seems like it's going to be sometime this month, so... Not sure exactly when, but it is going to happen. So, where is... Let's see what the matches. Okay, you got your tables match. You have your, I guess Del Rio versus Swagger would be a chairs match. And also, from what you saw earlier, it seems like Zeb Coulter and Del Rio kind of split. And of course, okay, the Charlotte and Paige was 1-on-1. So, and plus that chairs match is for the United States Championship. See triple threat tag team ladder match for the tag titles, Intercontinental Championship match, and of course the TLC match for the World Heavyweight Championship. I think there will be more matches they will add. I'll say probably just give it a little bit of a. They probably will have something set up like this coming Thursday on SmackDown. Because the weird thing is like they didn't even add the pre-show yet. That'd probably be something they're probably going to end up doing like the last minute or whatnot. But oh well. So TLC this Sunday on the WWE Network, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. If you got the network, just go check it out. Well, Raw started with a bang with the 16-man tag, you know, fatal four-way tag elimination match. It was a good match, and what a way to kick it off, because there's been rumors that, okay, they're going to try to change some stuff due to, like, viewerships and stuff, but then again, that's just rumors, then... It's just better... Let's just say it was a good way to kick it off, and they could have done a little bit different, but it was good enough. Just put it that way. And it did, like, the segment before the match, everybody seemed like they came on themselves or whatever, but that's how some of these people were acting during social media. Like, oh my God. So that match happened, and of course there was like other matches happened. You have Kevin Owens and Dolph Ziggler. You have the Divas tag match with New Day and Lucha Dragons. Kind of like stirring up the pot before the pay-per-view, but they still got SmackDown to go this Thursday, so we will see. But now, I guess, like, the thing I was reading that before was just something I think a Mark had made. So here's the thing, like, you do got your TLC match, and they call it a yarn. The Intercontinental Championship match, they put the only match I care about, which is really a one-on-one. I don't know why they put a triple threat match, is with Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Paige, which is really a one-on-one match. A match that can fix the Revolution, some stupid. Something with King Barrett and Rusev versus Ryback and Neville. Call that random. With the Wyatts and ECW Originals, they saying let the Wyatts win. And with the Alberto Del Rio Jack Swagger, they just like, meh. Well, because a lot of people on social media was complaining about, oh, this is going to be a awful pay-per-view. And I'm just like, matches didn't happen or anything like that. It's just like, really? Oh, no, that's just Smarks talking and don't even know what's good or whatever, and they just expect too much. And that's just one of their problems. But anyways, I probably will do a show next Sunday after the pay-per-view. There's a possibility I might do it. If not, then I will do it on Monday. And plus, be a little bit more, because, like, I don't have much. I didn't talk much today because I was paying attention to the Bucks game, which was a very good game. They won kind of like the last second. So, good game on that. It's just like when I'm on basketball, I'm on basketball. When I'm on wrestling, I'm on wrestling. So, hey, there's some sports you love more than the other, and sometimes that happens. Just to explain that. Let's see. I know we got a few minutes left. But, excuse me. But anyways, check out the Smarts List on YouTube every Friday. I didn't do a Q&A. I'm going to do one this week. So watch out for that. I'm trying to put more, I'm going to try to do some blogs this week about a lot of things, too, so catch up on my blogs and all that good stuff. So until then, I got to get out of here, running out of time, whatnot. So either you will hear from me either this Sunday after the pay-per-view, or you will hear from me on after Raw on Monday next week. So until then, y'all have a good night.